Is recording? Okay, guys. Okay, good morning, guys. So first things, we're going to try to slow the pace a little bit, right? Is everyone's good at that? So people have told me that the Gemara Rashi is too fast. You guys are ahead, right? But anyone else like want us to go a little bit slower? Or, no, that doesn't mean that like you're stupid if we go slower. I mean, it just means that like we actually learn the Gemara more. You know what I mean? If it was up to me, we would do two blah the whole year. But I was warned not to do that. And I just like to learn slower. Some people like to learn faster. Anyway, we're gonna try to slow it a little bit the pace. Next week they're probably gonna be a lot because I already prepared next week's chabur. I'm always a week ahead in order to be able to send that monokomas on Sunday. So next week we covered a lot of ground. But after that we'll go a little bit slower. There may be a break in the middle of January because I have like, this class which I have to take also Sunday mornings. So maybe for like 2 weeks we'll have a break and then people will have time to catch up as well. So that's like the first 2 weeks of January, but we'll see. Okay, so anyway, so the Gemara starts. This is a little bit of, I think, just a cheshbon Gemara. It means you have to hold the cheshbon, but it's pretty easy cheshbon. And if you come in, it comes out actually interesting machloks in terms of how to read this Gemara. The Gemara in Tesamon Aleph is a Mishnah, straight up Mishnah. If you didn't see it, it's very easy to sum it up. So Beis Shammai says, "Ein molichin es asuam mishovach l'shovach," and Beis Shammai says it's matirin. Question is, are you allowed to move a ladder from one shovach, from one like chicken coop to another chicken coop on Yom Tif? Beis Shammai says no. Beis Shammai says you are allowed. Now, what's the issue that we're dealing over here? So the Gemara says the issue that we're really dealing with over here is that people are going to see you moving it. Because really, you're allowed, the Gemara says. You're allowed to move a ladder from one shovach to another shovach. It's for yantif. You know, there's no reason why you wouldn't be allowed to. You're going to get the chickens, you know, to use them for yantif. Everything is fine. Problem is that people are going to see you. People are going to see you doing it. They're going to think you're going to fix your roof. That's usur. So because of this chashash, that people are going to think that you're going to fix your roof, therefore it's usur. Okay. And the question is, what are we talking about? Are we talking about when you move your ladder in Rishus HaRabim? Hey, there's an extra Gemara here also.
Here. Oh, thank you.
I forgot mine, sorry. No, it's fine. Don't worry. So, I forgot mine also. So, the question is, what are we talking about? Are we talking about Rishus HaRabim, or are we talking about Rishus HaYachid? So, the first day of the Gemara says that the Machlokas is in Rishus HaRabim. Meaning, in public property, the Machlokas is, you know, are people going to, do you have to be worried that people are going to suspect you or not? You know, is it going to be that people are going to see a ladder, they're going to see your chicken coops, they're going to know that it's a ladder specifically designed for chicken coops, and they're going to know that, like, you know, you're not going to fix your roof on Yom Tov. They're going to know you're doing something which is permitted. That's what Beis Hillel says. Beis Shammai says that it is forbidden. According to that, in Rishus HaYachid, in your private, own private domain, where surely people aren't going to see you, it's for sure permitted according to everyone. That is the first lishon of the Gemara. Fine. So let's just see. By the way, who do we passing like in general? Bisilo or Bejame? Bisilo. So according to that svara, what would be the halacha? Halacha would be it should be mutter both in Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabim, because Bisilo says mutter in Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim. Everyone's with me. The first lashon is very simple. Second lashon is pretty simple for the most part as well. The second lashon says that really, it's five lines in the Gemara. We're just going to write five lines down and seven lines in the bottom. It says, Ika di Amri, Amr b'chanan bar Ami, Machlokas v'Rishus HaYachid. That the Machlokas is in Rishus HaYachid. Meaning that what? That everyone holds in Rishus HaRabim. It is forbidden to, everyone holds in Rishus HaRabim, it's forbidden to carry your ladder. Why? Because everyone's going to see you, you know, moving it. Everyone's going to think you're going to do something forbidden. Fine. So what's the machlokas in Rishus HaYachid? No. So what's the machlokas if in Rishus HaYachid? This machlokas of Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav says something wild. He says anything which is forbidden to do in public property, it is forbidden to do it in your private domain as well. Why? I don't have any ideas why. Maybe you'll come to do it in Rishus HaRabim. Maybe it's like a little plug. You know, just anytime you're ushered to do something because of Marisayin in the public, even in your own chedri chedar, you know, I'm allowed to move my ladder in the public, so that people are going to think I'm going to go. People are going to think I'm going to change to fix my roof. I'm not even allowed to move the ladder, you know, in my own private backyard. That's the machlokas. Beis Shammai holds of such a concept of this chedri chedar, and that even in your own private domain, it's aser. Beis Shammai says it's permitted. Everything is very simple, right? So if we pass into at this point, like Beis Hillel, in the second Lashon, what should it be? The halacha should be that in Rishus HaRabim it is new Rishis Arabim, and the second Lashon Rishis Arabim, it's Asur Rishis Yachid, it's Mutter. Yeah, according to Beis Hillel. Because Beis Hillel isn't worried that, like, oh, this concept of Rabbi Yehuda Marav, that just because something's Asur in the public, it's also Asur in private. Beis Hillel doesn't fall for that. Okay, good. Yeah? Says the Gemara. Now the Gemara has this last problem. The Gemara says that's pretty weird, right? Because we always paskin, the Gemara seems to be implying, we always paskin like Rabbi Yehuda Marav. And everyone knows this statement. You know, everyone knows, has heard of this concept, that if something is usher to do in the public, it's also usher to do in the private. So, that if we, and we always paskin like Beis Hillel as well. So how do you fit Beis Hillel with Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav? So skipping down to the last line, so the Gemara, or two lines in the bottom, so the Gemara says, Tanaihi. Now the question is, what do these last two lines mean? Tanaihi. Ditanya Shotchen Bechama Avalo Kenegeda Am Rabbi Elezer Reb Shimon Oser. And that's the end of the Gemara. That's all we're doing. You don't even have to turn the page. We're not going any further. So how do we reconcile this problem? Again, it's a very simple question. Rabbi Yehuda Marav says, just forget about Beis Shammai for a second. Rabbi Yehuda Marav says, anything that's usher in public, it's usher to do in private. Beis Hillel says, whatever is usher in public, is mutter to do in private. But we want Beis Hillel to be like Rabbi Yehuda Marav. So how are we going to do it? Anyone have any answers? How do you reconcile this? So the Gemara, all the Gemara says is Tanaihi. I mean, it starts to tie it in. So what is this second Tanaihi? I'm going to go very slow, so tell me if you're not following. There's a separate braisa which says, Shotchen Bechama, which talks about, I think it's clothes or kelim that are soaking wet, you know, nashu kelim, but that person's clothes get wet in the rain, are you allowed to have them dry out in the sun on Yontif? So one opinion says you can. Close mind that it's in your private house. But in the public, on the road, why in a public road are you not going to let your clothes hang out to dry? Why? Because fire sign. So in private, is it mutter or usser? Private, it would be mutter to hang out in your own backyard. You could hang out your clothes out on this clothesline. Why? Because just because it's usser in the public doesn't mean that it's usser in the private. That's the Tanakhama. Reb Shimon and Reb Elezer, whatever, they say that it's usser also. So it sounds like this machlokas is the same machlokas, Beis Hillel and Rabbi Yehuda Marav. You know, Rabbi Yehuda Marav said anything which was usher in public is usher in private. Beis Hillel said anything which is usher in public is not usher in private. But how does that, I don't get it. If we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda Marav and we pass him like Beis Hillel, how does this braisa explain anything? How does this Tanai explain anything? So Rashi says, and just to, and I'll paraphrase you, Rashi, and then if you want, you can read it inside again. Rashi says that what really is going on over here is that Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and the Tanakhama, that Shokhan Bechama, this braisa, are learning the Machlokas Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai in different ways. Meaning, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, the second opinion, who says it's Asur, The Tanakhama says Shokhan Bechama is learning the Machlokas Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, like we thought it was. That Beis Hillel is not like our opinion. However, Rabbi Elazar of Rabbi Shimon is really saying that it's usher. It's usher. Anything which is usher in public is usher in private. So the Machlokas Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai has to really be like the Lishna Kama, similar to the Lishna Kama. That Beis Hillel, who is matir everything in public, is also matir everything in private. Meaning that what's going on over here is that really this second Lishna is also saying that Beis Hillel says anything which is usher in public is usher in private. Anything which is mutter in public is mutter in private. But really, Beis Hillel over here is not only. Remember, let's back up.
He's not against
Rav. Right. Because, exactly. I mean, what's going on in this Gemara is that, really, according to Rashi, Beis Hillel, at the end of the day, is matir in the public as well as the private. Really, the Gemara sounded like Beis Hillel was saying that in public it's usher, in private it is permitted. And we said that's against Rabbi Yehuda Marav. So Rashi is saying, no, according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, this Braisa, Beis Hillel is also permitting it even in the public. Which is exactly like the Lishna Kama, right? If it's usher, if it's mutter in the public and it's mutter in private, that's like the Lishna Kama. No? Lishna Kama, the first half of the Gemara said that Beis Hillel holds that it's mutter in the public and it's mutter in private. The second Lashon said that Beis Hillel said it was usher in public and mutter in a private. We said, how could that be? That's against Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Says Rashi, no, because this Rabbi Elazar Shimon and the Braisa is really putting Beis Hillel kind of like in the Lishna Kama, that it's mutter in public and mutter in private. Aye, that's not what the Ikud Amri says. Okay, but that would only be according to one opinion. That's fine. So according to Rashi, in the end of the day, both the Lishna Kama and the Lishna Basra of the Gemara, both opinions of the Gemara, say, this is what you should get out of this, is that Beis Hillel says it is mutter in public, and therefore it is mutter in private. Yeah? Mutter in public, and mutter in private. Now, if according to Beis Hillel it would be usher in the public, what would be the halacha in the private? It would be usher as well. Because we want Beis Hillel to agree to this concept of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Meaning, even Beis Hillel, according to Rashi, agrees that if anything which is usher in public, it should still be usher in private. Because we need him to agree with Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav's great yesod, that anything which is usher in public is usher in private. Just what the Gemara does, according to Rashi, is it tells you that Beis Hillel over here is also saying it's mutter in the public. If it's mutter in the public, of course it's going to be mutter in private, right? The issue of if it's mutter or usher in the public has nothing to do with Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. That just has to do with, are people going to make this mistake or not? So if you say that people are not going to make this mistake, and therefore it's mutter in the public, even of course it's surely going to be mutter in private. Right? Does everyone agree with that statement? If it's mutter in public, even Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav would tell you it's going to be mutter in private. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav's whole chiddush is that something which is usher in the public is usher in private as well. But if it's mutter in public, it's mutter in private. As well. So according to Rashi, what gets out of this Gemara is that even the second Lashon of the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav and Beis Hillel could agree, because they both say it's mutter in public and mutter in private. Look at me like I'm crazy.
A little bit.
Yeah, why?
Is the second Lashon of the Gemara?
Yes. Yeah, because what happens is that, because think about it, Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, again, the second Braisa.
Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon is according to the Lishna Kama.
Yeah. Rabbi Elazar of Shimon reads, he says, he in this Gemara, he says, Rabbi Elazar of Shimon says that it's usher to take your dirty clothes, yeah, and put them, whatever, these wet clothes, and hang them in public, and surely in the private. So he asked, exactly, so he has to understand.
It's not a combo. Understand
he wanted to like we read it originally.
So he's arguing with Rav.
Exactly, but we're not paskening like the Tanakam of Shulchan Becham. Excellent question. But yeah,
that's someone that argues with Rav.
Yeah, but that's not going to be even in the Lishna Basra. That opinion we're not following. Meaning we're splitting the Lishna Basra. But excellent point. What you get out of this so far of this Chabur is that Beis Hillel, even in the second opinion, says that it's mutter in public, mutter in private, which means he could still stick with Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav's statement that something which is usher in public is usher in private. Just evidently, that's not the case over here. Here, it's mutter in public, so it's mutter in private. And the problem is that the Rambam reads this Gemara very differently.
And it's just interesting to see.
So the Rambam in Hilchos Yontif, he says that so they split Zmanim in this Rambam. Half are in the second volume, half are in this volume, and I think I got the wrong volume again. It's kind of like Oprah 4 with Luke today.
Okay.
So, the Rambam in Perek Hey, Halacha Dalet, says this Gemara and just brings in a concept. Now, let me ask you a question. Have I mentioned the word Simchas Yontif in this Chabur? No, we mentioned a couple other Chaburs, but this Gemara, you don't see anything about Simchas Yontif. You don't see anything, meaning it's probably mutter to do, it's probably mutter to move the ladder in the first place because of Simchas Yontif. But again, this whole chashash about maybe someone's going to suspect you, you know, of carrying the ladder is a separate chashash. It has nothing to do with Simchas Yontif. Says the Rambam, listen to this halacha. Perakei Halacha David. Ein Malichin es Hasuam. Shoshovach. You're not going to move a suam of a shovach. Mishovach v'shovach. Birishus aradim. Okay? Shema yomru v'sakin gago hu malicha. So that's weird. So he's passing that in Rishus aradim, it's usher to do it. So who's he passing like? I just told you that in the Lishna Kama, Beis Hillel says mutter mutter. In the second Lishna Basra, we just explained Beis Hillel says mutter mutter. So the Rambam starts off by saying it's Aser and Rishus Arab. Now what do you expect him to say in Rishus HaYachid then? Aser, right? Because this is Yisod Rabbi the Marat. Ava Rishus HaYachid Molicho. Rishus HaYachid, it's mutter. Af al pi shakol makom sh'asru chacham m'pnei maris ayin afilu b'chedrei chadarim aser. No, so what's different over here? Normally it should be that everything is aser in public is aser in private. Kan hitiru mishrom simchas yontif. That is a pella. Now where did you get that from the Gemara? As you read our Gemara, whose Gemara didn't say anything about simchas yontif? I mean, he's saying that in public it's aser because of the way you thought, but in private, because it's, you know, because it's a chashash of what people are going to think. But in private, even though in public it's aser, like Rabbi Damarav said, you know, in private it should be aser as well. Nevertheless, it says because simchas yontif it's mutter. So somehow the Rambam reads this entire Gemara. And the Migdalos, I tell you, if you were ahead of Amud, you would understand the Migdalos, but it's a little bit cheat. I only saw this yesterday, so it's not integral to this to the sugya. If you turn the page to test Amud Beis, yeah. Maybe the Mar Makomas set to get up here. I don't even remember what the Mar Makomas were up to. But if you look at like after the two dots, Avamateu Michalon Michalon, yeah, that's like still on our Mishnah. It says Alma Gabi Simchas Yontif Bisham Khumar Besoku, and then we ask questions. Meaning the point is that the Gemara somehow is assuming, the Gemara starts off in the next Gemara, assuming that like our whole Mishnah was talking about Simchas Yontif. Even though the Gemara never said that. So it's maybe like that's where the Rambam gets it from that later Gemara. That's what the Migdal Oz says. But you know that's a little bit fair because you know the Gemara didn't talk about that until now at all. So where?
Rashi on the Mishnah.
Oh, there's my next sentence.
Right.
No, say.
Rashi on the Mishnah says the reason why Meshama says that Meshama says it's usher even though it could be Simchas Yontif, which implies that maybe you can read into that Beis Hillel saying that it's because it's Simchas Yontif.
Exactly. Now look at Rashi in the Mishnah. Excellent Duke, yeah. Rashi in the Mishnah, first Rashi is Afalpi in the middle of that Emalichan is a Suam. So it's not really explicit, like exactly what we're saying. It's not really necessarily saying that the whole Shachmatai of the Gemara is like because of Simchas Yontif, but he definitely throws in the concept of Simchas Yontif and says like that's an important factor into the sugya, which again is kind of like a raya for the Ram. Another way to read
this. Who's Rambam passing like the Tanakhama?
So I don't know. I don't know who Rambam is passing.
Paskin's like our initial reading of Beis Hillel.
Which is against Rabbi Yehuda Merak.
Right, true.
Or not.
Which is like the Tanakhama of Rabbi Yehuda Merak.
Which is like the Tanakhama of, which said that it was Mutter. I don't know, but I don't know if that's true. No, because the Tanakhama, Shulchan B'chama, you mean that Tanakhama, I don't know, that Tanakhama said it was always Mutter, anything which is Usher.
No, that Mutter, it's Usher in public, but it's Mutter in
because of Simchas
Yontif. No,
because of Simchas
Yontif.
Not always.
No, but the Lishna Kama, the Shulchan B'chama about Lo K'neged Am, that would imply that it's Usher in public, but Mutter in private. But the Rashi on that says that case is talking about Shabbos. So
yeah. Not because it's
not across the board,
But then, really says this out. Maybe it's Magen Mishnah saying it. Also, I couldn't understand the Magen Mishnah so well. I think that he may be like saying that same thing. Although Rishash says this is not what the Magen Mishnah says. So again, that kind of like implies the Magen Mishnah is not saying that. Although it doesn't sound like Rishash really fully understood the Magen Mishnah either. So neither did I. But what it sounds like is like this. I'm going to see if I can say it clearly. Is that the Gemara is, it's actually read into the Gemara very well. The fact that, what does the Tanoi really do for you? The fact that we bring this price up by Shabbos of Shulchan Bechama, that you can hang out your clothes to dry, you know, and that there is an opinion, the fact that there's an opinion that says that it's mutter to dry out your clothes Bechama on Shabbos. There's a fact that there's an opinion on Shabbos that says you're even allowed to dry your clothes out, even though not in the public, in the private domain, you are allowed to dry out your clothes. That must show you that this iser of like Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, that's Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav's statement, which we thought was so strict, anything which is usher in the public is always usher in private as well, obviously isn't such a strong statement. That's what the Rashi says. The fact that we have a separate brisa, which has a Tanakam, which is an opinion, which totally throws the Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav out the window, and it's even by Shabbos, must tell you that the concept of anything which is usher in public must be usher in private. Even Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav didn't fully buy his own statement fully. What does that mean? That means that even Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav would make an exception for Simchas Yontif. That's how to read the second Gemara. I mean, the Gemara says Tanayi, it's not really saying that, like, oh, that Machlokas is comparable to our Machlokas. It's saying from that Machlokas you see a Yesod. You see that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav himself, they were really passing like Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav really says anything which is usher in public is usher in private. And Beis Shiva really says it's usher in public and it's mutter in private. And how do you fit Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav with Beis Hillel? Because Beis Hillel and Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav would agree. Because even though Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav just said this random statement, anything which is usher in public is usher in private, he didn't say his statement by Simchas Yontif. He didn't say it by Yontif. He just said it by Avodah Zarah. That's what his statement is by. You know, his statement has nothing to do with Yontif. So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav's statement that anything which is usher in public is also usher in private, that statement doesn't really mean it to the full extent. It means that for Simchas Yontif we make an exception because Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav wasn't as strict as he originally sounded. That's how the Rambam reads it. Now if you read the Ravid really says like Rashi. He reads like what we've been saying up until now. I just read it with Washington because it's funny to see how the Ravid like yells at the Rambam. He says, Hu Amar Davar Zeh, Kasav HaRavid, the little Ravids in the Rambam, he says, Hu Amar Davar Zeh. He says, the Rambam says this, Avo B'Gemara, Lo Amar Kain. But the Gemara doesn't say this. You know, the Rambam made it up. But we just explained, according to the Rambam, you know, it really, there is some basis, if you read, according to the Rosh Hashanah's understanding, and I think maybe the Magen Mishnah's understanding, of the Gemara. Fine. That is part one of the Chabura. So it comes out from this part one of the Chabura. And there's just an interesting machlokes, I think, Rambam and Rashi, or / Ravid, in terms of what you see. First of all, in terms of psak, halacha l'maisa, you're allowed to move a ladder. You know, this is the biggest nafkamina. Halacha l'maisa, am I allowed to move a ladder in the public domain, right, in public domain, on Yontif? So according to Rashi, we pass like Beis Hillel, it's mutter. It's mutter in public, mutter in private. According to the Rambam, it's usher in public. Really, it should be usher in private, if not for this concept of Simchas Yontif. But when I say it's usher in public, so halacha l'maaseh, you got to move it, it's machlokes, Rambam, and Rashi. Another nafkamina is just, how does Simchas Yontif, that's a pretty big chiddush. You know, this statement, you know, that anything which is usher in public is usher in private, all of a sudden gets pushed off for Simchas Yontif. So Baruch, when I were discussing, he was joking, like, oh, are you allowed to eat, you know, Basar V'Cholov, which is like, or something which is reminiscent of Basar V'Cholov, which is like a gzeira. You know, there are things that, like, the Gemara also says, Ma'ar Sayin. Now I would have put, like, certain types of things which look like Basar V'Cholov on the table because of Ma'ar Sayin. So he's joking, is that mutter on Yontif as well? Because all Ma'ar Sayins now are like mutter in private on Yontif. So that way we were joking about that. It doesn't really mean that. It means that maybe Yontif Ma'ar Sayins are mutter because of Simchas Yontif. But the point is, according to the Rambam, you have this new Yesod that Simchas Yontif allows you to be Docha Ma'ar Sayins in the privacy of your home. Not in the public, but in the privacy of your home. Anything which is Asar and Yontif because of a Ma'ar Sayin is mutter in the privacy of your own home. That is what you get out of this verse. That is part one. Part two is totally not connected at all. I mean, a little bit it's connected because it's the same Gemara, but it's just one interesting run which I wanted to share with you, which is an interesting svara, which is very, very wumdish svara. I wanted to share with you just to get you thinking about it, and get me thinking about it by hopefully saying it out and thinking, talking it out with you guys. So, up until now, we were all saying we're passing like Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. This Rabbeinu Nissim says, we don't pass him like Rabbi Yehuda Amarav at all. His statement of anything which is usher in public, this is Rabbi Nissim Gon. Sorry, the Ran is also Rabbi Nissim. This is Rabbi Nissim Gon, who is quoted in the Ran. So, Rabbi Nissim Gon is the time of the Gaonim. So that's even before Rashi, right? So even early, like the earlier period. He says, you don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda Amarav at all. Anything which is usher in public is usher in private. It's not true. There could be things that are usher in public and what they're in private. And in fact, he brings like four examples from Agat Shas. I didn't look up all these examples, but he brings examples that like they're all where we see that something is usher in public and what they're in private. And part of the Ran, most of his discussion is kind of like discussing the technicalities of those examples, which I didn't work on, and I have nothing to say about that because I didn't work on them. But what he does bring before he discusses those examples is he brings the Yesod, which he says, which is interesting, that really to reconcile this fact, that some cases we say anything is usher in public is usher in private, and some cases we say something which is usher in public is mutter in private. So how do you discern between these types of cases? So he makes a distinction. It's very lumbish. I want to read it to you because it's like two lines, and you tell me what you think about it and why this is true. It's just an interesting svar. Is there any lawyers? There's no lawyers here? Someone's going to watch. I think it has to do with the difference between factual impossibility and legal impossibility, whatever, in criminal law, whatever. But that's what I think. I think it's like, that's why I found it interesting, but you'll tell me. It's not really a law topic. It's just I think it has, it's an interesting svar, how he smiths out. So he says, trying to find it right here in this Tzuris Adaf. Find it one second. Okay, here. So he says, he's going to make a distinction between, again, the distinction is how come sometimes we say things which are usher, some things are usher in public and therefore usher in private, and some things are usher in public but yet mutter in private. So why? How do you say? Listen to this, yeah? Kishechosh din oso bedover she'ilu aso avid isura. If people are going to, if the fear is that people are going to suspect you from something, which if you were really doing it, you were actually doing an iser. Meaning, people are suspecting you of the wrong fact. They think that you're doing X fact, but really you're doing Y fact. But if you were doing X fact, I mean, if you're really doing that X, it would be usser. Yeah, you hear that? Meaning, they think that I'm trying to give it more, I don't want to give it more concrete terms, because it's going to confuse you, I think, a little bit. But like, if they think that you're doing something, but really they have the facts wrong, yeah? I mean, they don't know that, like, you know, they don't know it's not really battery operated, whatever. They don't really know that it's, there's an Eruv or something. They don't know that that's the, I don't know if that's a good example, actually. But anyway, they don't know that certain facts. But if they had the facts correct, then they're right that you're doing an Isser, right? So in that case, anything, if that chashash, you're not even allowed to do those, that item, even the privacy of your home. Meaning, if you're going to do an act, which is going to lend people to suspect, then they're going to think you're doing the wrong fact, and that if they're going to suspect you, they're going to think, oh, he's doing fact Y, you're not even allowed to do fact X in that case, even in the privacy of your home. As opposed, avohecha shechosh noso shesovim shu ose iser, but if people know that you're doing X, you're doing X, and they know you're doing X. But they think that X is usser. I mean, they think that they just are messed up. They just don't know the halacha. I mean, you're doing X. They know you're doing X. They know they have all the facts correct. They just have the halacha wrong. The eino oso so b'chiyai gavna b'tziner usser. Again, so you could be doing X, and people could be suspect you of two different things. They could suspect that you're really doing Y, and Y is usser, and they're afraid that they see you doing X, and they think you're doing Y, and Y is usser. Or they could see you doing X, and they could suspect, and they know you're doing X, but they think X is usser. So for the first case, it would be usser to do it privately. But for the second case, it's usser, and you're permitted to do it privately. So what's
the case of Shulchan Bechama, though, is where they think that you had done something usher previously, and what you're doing now is drying out the clothes. They thought you cleaned the clothes, which is usher. Drying it isn't necessarily usher.
They think that you're cleaning the clothes.
The action that you did is not what they think was usher. It's that they think that you did it in
washed it.
An isser that would lead you to do this
previously.
Thing now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they call it another action.
So which one is that? So which one do you think that is?
I don't know either.
I think you should just group it and call it one, you know?
See, that's right.
They don't care about the action that you're doing right now. They don't care about the action.
Well, they
the action you're doing now.
But is that more, that's more like they think the facts. So that they think the facts are different than that they are, right? It's they think that the facts, or they think that the... Do they know what you're doing and they just think that, like, this item is forbidden? No, it's that they think that you did a certain type of fact. They're wrong about that fact, and therefore we also are even in private as well. It's an interesting distinction. Now, why is this based upon this? I think I have a hezbro. I have 2 minutes, 1 minute, just to tell you this hezbro. Literally, I'm only taking 1 minute. That's it. Think about it. Because, I mean, let's say, when you do X, right, and they suspect that a certain fact is different, and that really, they think you're doing Y. But if they're right, if you're doing Y, then what might I say? It's really usher. So you know how to protect yourself. Meaning, don't do anything. Rather, it's easy for you to protect yourself. Just don't do anything which people suspect is really something else and is usher. Meaning that you're able to protect yourself. That's why it's usher but sinna. Because you know, there's only a limited amount of things which are really usher. People can really only suspect you. There's only a certain amount of 613 Easter, let's say, in the Torah, right? I mean, okay, it's broader, but you don't do anything which will look like one of those 613. So you could protect yourself. So therefore, if you don't protect yourself, it's us or even in private. However, the second type of cases are things which you did X. X is mutter. People see you doing X. Yet people are stupid. They think that, like, you know, they think that X is usher. Meaning you can't protect yourself from people's false halachic knowledge.
That's the concept of Marzlin.
Well, I don't think so. See, I think this is what the Ran said.
You couldn't do anything.
One second, let's clarify. T.O. I think both are called Meir Sayin. I think the Ran's Gufa, this Rabbi Nissim's Chiluk over here, is that you're right. That the first one is only called Meir Sayin. The second one is not Meir Sayin. I mean, you don't have to, according to this Ran, I think he's saying, you don't have to be worried. When you do something, you shouldn't have to be worried that someone's going to see you doing all the facts. They're going to know all the facts straight. They're going to know you're doing X. They're going to see you're doing X. But yet they didn't go to yeshiva, or they, you know, played you know, Game Boy in yeshiva, whatever the Game Boy is, an iPad. You know, they have an iPad in the Gemara while the Rebbe was teaching the halacha, so they messed up in the halacha. They don't know the halacha. They know you're doing fact X. They know it's fact X, but they think fact X is usher. So they're dopes. Why should you not be allowed to do something but sinna because of that?
Why would you do that?
Sorry, I mean, so why?
Why couldn't you do it?
Even in public. So I don't know. So that's a good question.
So that's why I don't.
No, so what's the smart? Yeah.
I would tweak.
Tweak. I'm open.
This is how I wrote it down. Also.
Yeah.
If you do X.
Okay.
Which would consequently make people think that Y is mutter, because they don't know that you're doing X, which is permissible for some reason. The reason that you're doing X in a certain way is permissible.
Okay.
That might lead someone to think that something else would be.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't also mutter, but it's not. That's not Meir Sayin, because they don't know the halacha.
But that's mutter in public or private.
So maybe you could have a svara to say that might be more. I'm still hard pressed.
Right.
But
you find that easier to understand why that's usher in public.
Maybe.
He doesn't discuss Rosh Hashanah. He's only discussing Rosh
Hashanah. Right, because Rosh Hashanah Rabbin is usher for both of
you. You already did the action, so now can you now do it in Rosh Hashanah? But he doesn't discuss. You know, on the onset of...
Right, I'm not sure. You're right, I'm with you. Look at the Ran. Look at it. It's page Hey Amr Alf Nine. I did not put it on the Marmol Kamas, but they're interested.
I don't know.
He's only...
He's discussing doing something...
Well, he's saying why we don't extend Meir Sayin from public to private in some cases. Look, it's a general question. Why is something usher in private? If it's Meir Sayin in public, why is it usher in private? We talked about that a little bit earlier. Is it because maybe you're afraid you're going to come to do it in public as well? Is it because, like, it's a little plug? That's also a problem. I don't know. Shkark, guys. Something to think about this Ran.